through which they had gazed all their lives. To credit these whisperings of rural grandmothers, I now insisted, argued a faith in the existence of spectral substances on the earth, apart from and subsequent to their material counterparts. It argued a capability of believing in phenomena beyond all normal notions. For if a dead man can transmit his visible or tangible image half across the world or down the stretch of the centuries, how can it be absurd to suppose that deserted houses are full of queer sentient things, or that old graveyards teem with the terrible unbodied intelligence of generations? And since spirit, in order to cause all the manifestations attributed to it, cannot be limited by any of the laws of matter, why is it extravagant to imagine physical living dead things in shapes, or absences of shapes, which must, for human spectators, be utterly and appallingly unnameable? Common sense. In reflecting on these subjects, I assured my friend with some warmth is merely a stupid absence of imagination and mental flexibility. Twilight had now approached, but neither of us felt any wish to see.